Well, this is where it all begins again. And I say that intentionally because we're all very familiar with the story of creation when God created the heavens and the earth in the book of Genesis. There's actually two stories of creation that we know about, chapter 1 and chapter 2. It's very simple. And then we have the story of recreation with Noah and the flood, where God destroys everything because everything was going sideways. He says, we're going to redo it. We're going to do a reset. And he gives creation a new covenant. And in that covenant, he tells Noah and all of his descendants, I'm always going to be with you. And through time goes by, as time goes by, they forget that. God's not with us anymore. They don't feel him. They're not knowing that anymore. And so he finds Abraham along the way and says, Abraham, I'm with you. I'm with you in this and all of your descendants from here into eternity. I'm never going to leave you. And as those things remind us of the story of creation, we ask ourselves, why is God creating us? Why are there two stories of creation? Why is there today this, what I call the third story of creation? Because we are given a new promise and a new covenant today of new life. It's almost like God says to us, I told you I wasn't going to leave you. I told you I was going to be with you at all the times, and y'all just didn't believe me. Y'all just didn't get it. Why? And God can't figure out why. He's like, why aren't you getting the fact that I'm with you always? Here's the prophets. Here's King David and all the kings that followed him. Here's an entire nation, all of salvation, all of humanity, all of creation will be brought back up to heaven through you people. Because I said so, and God means what he says, and then we forget again. In time, they get hooked on following the law to the precise measure of every single second, and we can't do this, and we can't do that, and we can't do this, and we can't do that, and everything, if I don't do this, if I do this the wrong way, God's not going to be with me, God's not going to love me anymore, I'm not going to be able to be saved, I'm not going to be able to get to heaven, and we keep on going, falling into that trap. That salvation is up to us. It is up to our actions. It is about what we do to God. And God reminds us today in particular that that is incorrect. It is his action, his movement, his desire in the world to create. And so he gives us his son today as a third story of creation. A creation of a new covenant that says, okay, you didn't believe me with all these other kind of subtle signs that I was doing. Here's my son. And I promise you, you got to believe this guy. He knows what he's doing. We are one. And here's my new promise. I am with you always. Not just while you're here on earth, and not just when we get to heaven. I am with you always. That means a lot. The first thing that that means to me is that I matter. And that's the first thing that it should mean to each and every one of you. You matter to God. You matter so much that he sends his son with a promise of a new covenant, with a third creation, to reinvigorate us, to renew in us the reality that God's never abandoned us, that he's always listening to us, that he's always paying attention to us, that he is always responding to what we truly need in life to get to heaven. Our actions mean we ask God what we need, what do I want, what's going on, and we give him our troubles. We give him our joys, we give him our sufferings, we give him our hopes, we give him everything that is ours. And God says to us, whether it's a trouble or a hope or a joy or a bad time, you still matter. I'm still with you. I haven't left you. I've never left you. I will never leave you. That's the promise of the new covenant. I'm not leaving you. Why do you think I'm going away from you? And yet we still get that into our heads and say, well, God must not be listening. He must not be paying attention. God's not with me. I don't have a good prayer life. I'm not doing this right. I must be doing something wrong. God can't do anything about this problem that I'm having. Well, today, I hope you're reminded that you're not God. And he doesn't want you to be him. He's created each and every one of us in his image and likeness, the beauty of his very face, so that he can gaze upon us with utter joy and wonder and awe and say to each and every one of us, you are mine and you matter. And here's the new creation, because I haven't given up on you. Even when we've given up on him, or given up on life, or given up on a situation, God has never given up on us. And boy, did he ever have the right to. And maybe sometimes he still has the right to. And yet, he hangs in there with this new creation today, the birth of his son, Jesus Christ. Humility, loveliness, and beauty in his image and likeness, given to us freely as a promise that he is walking with us, that he is paying attention to you, that he is listening to you, that he is responding to you. We got to get that into our heads and into our hearts so that we're reminded today that not only do we matter to God, you matter to God, you are important to God, but that God is important to us. God is important to me. God is important to you. He matters to you. He's changed your life as the years have gone by, for the better, every single step of the way. And sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we say, how can God be in this horrible situation that I'm in? How can he be in this horrible marriage or relationship? How can he be in this suffering and death? How can he be in this bad disease? How can he be in everything falling apart around me? How can God be in the middle of that, the same way that he's in the middle of every joyful celebration that we experience in life, the exact same way? It's the same God. He doesn't change. And he doesn't change his love for you, and he doesn't stop listening to you, and he doesn't stop responding to you. It is us that stop listening to God. It is us that stop responding to God, because doubt has a way of filtering into our lives, and hope has a way of filtering out of our lives. It's just the reality of the world, of the broken world that we're a part of. And today we are recreated, all of us. We are recreated in time for the third time in his image and likeness because you matter to God. Whatever it is you're going through in life right now, whether it's a sadness or a pain, whether it's a joyful celebration or a good time, whether it's loneliness or getting into your own head of self-doubt, God has never left you. And if you look back on the history of your life, however short or long it might be, hopefully you can reflect back and say, God was in the middle of that, or I wouldn't be the person I am today. Creation, the world, wouldn't be what it is today without God's perfect intervention, again and again and again, culminating at the birth of his son. At the birth of the Savior of all of creation. You matter to God. Tonight and for the rest of your days, all you have to do is make God matter to you.